Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
18444.
All right, thank you for that. May I please have your first and your last name?
It's Tamara Severice.
And a zip
Well,
code with one. And
the
a zip
reason
code
I'm
was
calling is
18444.
correct. The reason I am calling is because I see a charge on my credit card and this phone number, and I want to know what this was for because I didn't order anything on that card, and it was $68.95.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm a customer service agent, a call center, and we do service multiple companies. Once I can get the account pulled up and located, I'll be able to better assist you. Just one moment, okay? Thank you for holding so patiently for me. I'm unable to locate an account with a zip code. Can you please spell out your first and last name?
It's Tamara, Tamara.
And your
My
last
last
name?
name, it's Severice.
Can you please spell out the last name for me?
Savarese.
All right, thank you for that in just one moment. I'm still not locating an account here. Do you have an order number or an email address that I could search by?
Try email address TamaraFiorello.
That's Siorello.
F like Frank, Fiorello.
Okay, is that at Gmail or Yahoo?
Gmail.com.
All right, thank you for
It
that. And
should
just one.
spell, wait, TamaraFiorello at gmail.com.
All right, thank you for that in just one moment. Thank you for holding me. I'm still not locating an account with that email address. And what did you say the amount of the charge was? Maybe I can try locating an account if you let me know the amount.
I think it was $68.95.
Okay, just one
Let's
moment. Do you recall ordering anything previously that probably could have stemmed the charge?
No, it was $6. And 98 cents. I'm trying to pull it up on the account here. It'll come right out of here. Oh. 68.89 says pending, it says debit authorization.
Yes, ma'am.
Was
Just
on
one
December
moment.
3rd. Right, I'm trying to get whatever
Yes, ma'am.
information I can.
Yes, ma'am. I'm running the email addresses you gave me. I'm trying to see if I can locate an account with the amount that you gave me. You said it was 6889.
68.89.
All right. Thank you for that.
So debit authorization, December 3rd at 1:31, 18:30 at 13:31, extraordinary quality, and the phone number.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just still here trying to locate an account. In the meantime, do you have the first six and the last four digits of the card that is being charged?
I'm not giving you my credit card information. I don't even know what this is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll just try to locate an account with the email. If not, then you may need to call your bank for assistance for
right.
just one
I
moment.
Understand all of that. I understand all of that. But what companies do you represent? Maybe there's something that triggers a memory. You said you represent several different companies. May you
yes, ma'am.
Name them, please?
Well, I will have to have an account pulled up to better assist you on see what you have to see the company that we were representing. Excuse me, that we're representing. But just one moment.
Probably a scam line. Because there's a charge on my card for $68 that I did not authorize on December 3rd. I didn't use this card. My Citibank card. I'm on the phone with whoever this place is that placed the charge, but she's asking me for all this information, your credit card, this, that. I'm trying to pull up an account. So I'm not giving you any information. Tell me what company you represent that my card is being charged from. Oh, well, without an account, I can't give you that information. She put me on hold, but I think she hung up.
I'm still here,
I'm
ma'am.
Done.
I'm just still running the email address. I haven't hung up.
Well, I'm hoping this is not some kind of fraud thing. Because I never authorized anything for $68.89. I did not use this card for anything except on November 30th, I put $6.95, which is on there. And looking at that, it's the same place. So I charged something for $6.95. And then this company, whoever this is, that's what I want to know, charged my card $68.89 plus the $6.95 from a couple of days before. If you don't know who you represent, then I'm going to call my bank and have them cancel everything.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have tried locating the account with the zip code, the name, and the email address that you gave me, and I'm still unable to pull an account. Since I'm unable to locate an account, then you may need to call your financial institution back for assistance.
Okay. So you have no idea. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. You have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
It was not helpful.